I'm Anna Carmo with UN News. Wrapping up a two-day visit to the northwest part of Syria last week, UNICEF Executive Director Henrietta Fore and World Food Programme Executive Director David Beasley stressed the urgent need to provide families with basic services. The visit comes amid a dangerous escalation in northwest Syria and as the conflict is about to enter its 10th year. During their trip, they met 9-year-old school children who were born the year the war started and are catching up on their learning after years of missing out. Describing the situation on the ground, WFP's regional head of communications, Abir Etef, told UN News' Shireen Yassin that behind each Syrian there's a moving personal story.
It was a very difficult and moving visit. This visit comes just a few days before the 9 years mark. It's the Syrian conflict has entered now, or is about to enter its 10th year. So it has taken a toll on the lives and livelihoods of families. And in Idlib, where they visited families, returnees who have just returned to the village of Sinjar, and this is a small village where the whole population has fled and became displaced in the last few years. Some of them are returning home to rubble, no access water or electricity. And of course, there are no jobs or livelihood activities. So it's very difficult for them to make a living. And this is where the World Food Programme is focusing its energy on providing food assistance to those families who have just returned to the areas. In addition, they visited a school where UNICEF has rehabilitated the school and WFP is providing school feeding in these schools. Some of these children, many of them are 9 years old, so they were born in the first year of the conflict and missed on many years of education. So a very moving time, and especially that the fear of the families is still there. We were in this village, which is only 30 kilometers from the front line. You can be standing there talking to families and hearing the bombshells and the fighting not far away from where these families have just returned home.
And during your visit, what was the most story that left an impact on you personally, Abir?
Every story was moving. Every family has a story. There is a story behind every person. But I think one of the stories that really moved me is a sister of 3 children with disabilities. Her parent passed away, and she is left with this responsibility of caring for these 3 children. Now they are young people in their teens and early 20s. She was displaced, and she had to travel from one place to the other, seeking safety from the fighting and carrying the responsibility of the 3 siblings. So it was such a moving moment, because she chose the well-being of her brothers and sisters. And she represents for me the strength of the Syrian women who have borne the heavy burden of trying to get safety with their families. I think there are so many of these stories. Every family, every person that you speak to has a different story. I also met with this grandmother who's taking care of 8 grandchildren because her son disappeared. They don't know his whereabouts, whether he was killed or is still alive or where he is exactly. And taking care of the responsibility of 8 children. So lots of moving stories, but these 2 specifically left really a mark on me.
You mentioned that you were at a village that was 30 kilometers away from the front line. And of course, this poses a challenge to your work, to WFP's work, but what are other challenges and difficulties that WFP faces?
We have many challenges, of course, to the important work feeding 4.5 million people inside Syria. The most important challenge is securing the funding. We need this funding to be able to provide the food assistance to the families who depend on it. And the second most important challenge, which is actually probably much more important than funding, is access. The ability to reach families and to be able to go to some of these areas, whether cross border or cross line or whatever way we can, to be able to reach the most vulnerable people and the most people in need. So these are the biggest 2 challenges that we always face in every operation around the world, but particularly in Syria.
When you distribute food among people who are in need, do you take into consideration each and every case, like individually, such as people with chronic diseases or children?
The World Food Programme makes decisions on who receives food based on needs. So whatever the need is, we will get to the people. So that, of course, includes the poverty level, whether the family is displaced or not, how many children they have, can they afford, can they work or not, do they have livelihood opportunities, diseases, all of these things are taken into consideration. So the most important thing for us is that we have to reach the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable and the most in need.
Now that the number of displaced have reached almost 1 million people, and if the situation continues to deteriorate, more people will be in need. What is WFP's strategy for such emergencies?
We've reached over 1 million people in Idlib with food assistance over the last few weeks. And we've pre-positioned food and we've prepared our stocks to continue to provide the urgent food need to the families. But of course, the only solution to this war and to this situation is for peace. We need the war to stop so that we can help families. And the Syrian people need peace and they deserve peace.
This is the fourth visit of Mr. Beasley to Syria. Does each visit cover different villages and different areas? And are you planning on visits in the near future as well?
The executive director of the World Food Program, Mr. David Beasley, has visited Syria now four times in less than 4 years. So he's always prioritizing this emergency because it is one of catastrophic consequences to the people and to the neighboring countries. For WFP, it is very important that we continue to keep the spotlight on this emergency. And in every visit, of course, he visits different places and he goes and sees different families. And he's gone to Damascus, to rural Damascus, to the south of the country, to northwest of Syria. So he makes sure that he's seeing different places in Syria and being able to speak to different families.